Hello, this is Hilda, your Hilda. Hilda is a podcaster and a storyteller. Today's topic is sort of related to the last two topics I discussed with you. Today's topic is when he or she changes. We've heard that story quite a bit about how when this lady started dating this guy, how he was just all over her. And how nice and how whatever he was. And the same too goes for the women, how the men complain that the woman initially appeared to be this homely wifey type, and over a period of time she has become something else. So the question is, who is doing the changing? Is it the person we are accusing of changing, or is it our perception of them that is actually doing the changing? I think it's a combination of both, because for the most part we date people because of expectations. One of the podcasts I did before when I talked about the idea of dating, or the idea in air quotes of being married to someone. A lot of people see a person. Of course, you know that the first thing you date is the look of the person. That's the first thing you see anyway. So you see this person and maybe there's something goes on in your mind and it converts the person. Oh, this person physically looks the part. He looks like, or she looks like, the kind of woman that would do A, which is my expectation, right? Now, sometimes it is not what we see, is not exactly as it is. So this person may look like that picture that you have in your mind as the type of woman or the type of man you want to be with. And funny enough, he or she may also say or do things that are sort of in tandem with that person, that picture of a person that you have in your mind. And so once the person has ticked maybe 3 or 4 boxes, we feel that we have struck gold, and then we begin to build on that ourselves, and we don't really observe what the other person is doing and whether they're actually meeting up to more boxes or not. So once we just get that little confirmation, we just continue. So that's on the one part. On the other part is the fact that the person too may actually change, and the person may change because of some wrong perceptions. The person may also be going through this process with you, and at some point they may get some signals from you, either a confirmation or a rebuttal of whatever it is they are doing, and they feel that, oh well, maybe he or she doesn't like this or that about me, or maybe by virtue of the interaction you've had, you have made them know that you have some holdbacks about some certain things which may be part of their personality. So what they do is to keep it behind because they don't want anything to spoil the relationship. Of course, then again, I should mention the third category of people who are pretenders, in the sense that they can see your need written on your face. For instance, this was a joke between a friend of mine and I. If you're a man and you hook up to some of those dating sites, and maybe it's a dating site of the more mature women, of course you know that on some levels, it's not precisely to say that their choices are limited, but they may want some specific type of men, and they may want it, you know, wholeheartedly, unlike probably the younger women who, because they are younger and they have a much wider array of choices, would be different in their approach to relationships. Let's put it that way. So a man going in there would know that, well, this lady is going to want a lot of attention from me, and she'd want me to get really intimate with her in many respects. So that kind of man would know that this lady needs a relationship. That is not to say the man himself does not need a relationship, but I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You, as the woman, in some cases, you're already, depending on your age and your circumstances, you're kind of predisposed to need, having need of whatever it is, the relationship, or on whatever level written on your face. So it is clear, it is apparent what it is that you want. And so the other person has this information already and knows most likely how to play it to get you. So you are coming in blind and he is coming in already knowing that you are in need of a certain thing. You're probably lonely, maybe your kids have left the nest, maybe you're a widow, or maybe you know, you're divorced or you're separated, or you're just a single woman who's never been married, in which case you need to get married. So that's another angle to it. So of course the next question would be, somebody may ask, so how do I stop, how is it that I should prevent myself from looking needy? You just can't. I'm not needy per se, but looking, just the fact that you are who you are, and it would look, it just makes sense, you know what I mean? Okay, so I think, as difficult as it is just like trying to figure out how do I know this person? How do I tear back their layers and get to know whether they are good for me or bad for me? Sadly, it's very difficult. If you run into somebody that is an adept at being a naughty girl or a naughty boy, they may take time and work you like a con artist works somebody he wants to con. So for the most part, I think there is something called intuition and experience on our parts. Intuition would go with those little things that we pick up. Sometimes it may be the very first day you meet this person. It happens to a lot of us, and I'm sure it has happened to all of us, that there's some sublime messages, that sublime things you pick up. There's a feeling you get from relating with this person. For me, sometimes I'm meeting with a person for the first time, and just after a conversation, I just feel completely drained out. For me, that is usually a sign that this person and I are not compatible on the energy level. We are most likely not compatible on many other levels. Sometimes you just have this foreboding feeling that, oh, this person is not a good person, or this person is not good for me, based on what they say, how they say it, and even the kind of jokes they make on the very first day, or the kind of way they come onto you, you know. All of those things help to, and sometimes you're wrong, but for the most part, especially those ones that went bad, you get to understand the messages that your system or your spirit or your soul or whatever it is gets when you are with this person. And sometimes those warnings are ignored, and then you plunge neck deep into it, only to discover that you were just so wrong about this person. So it's about, sometimes it's not really about that person changing, but it's about us not having observed from the get-go that this person is already predisposed to being like this or not being like that. And that thing inside of a lot of women that believes that they can change a man, or in these days a woman, it's time, and it's tested. It's been tested 100 times. You cannot change the next person. At best, you can influence them to do one or two things, in, you know, things you like, by informing them, okay, this is what works for me, this is what resonates with me, and if you're really interested in making you happy, they would do those things. But for the most part, you can't change anyone. So my last word would be, take your time. Take your time. Try to feel this person beyond just what you see. Engage them more in discussion so that you know exactly what it is you're doing, what you might be getting into. And if after the first, second time, you still feel that this person, there's some parts about this person that seem dark, too dark for you, because some of us may like a person with a dark character, so to speak, then you pull back. Another thing to note is that if you have been making mistakes in terms of your judgment of a partner or whoever, it doesn't mean that you're a stupid person or that you're not cautious or you're not perceptive. It just means, well, I think you should just take all the lessons you have learned. They're not mistakes, they're lessons, and then put them all together. Without, of course, being too biased when you meet somebody new, and just watch, learn, ask questions about relationships and the kind of things that they like. You know, just get to know them a bit more and try to see them as they are and not as you'd like them to be. I think that's the best way I can put it. So, till we chat again next time, it's bye for now.